Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. And it's so nice to be alive and alert and able to express ourselves concerning what our realization has gained by way of letting us understand more about the world we are living in. And what we are able to do while we are alive, how satisfying our lives can be. Right now, let me tell you something. More and more, I am realizing things pertaining to our past. And we only are around on this planet Earth as civilized people 200,000 years. And over the past 100,000 years, things have not gone well at all. It is so frightening, some of the realization that I am having of I'm not daydreaming. I am thinking about actual recorded things that have happened and things that remain true. According to history, is a record of the past. Something has to change. What I am seeing doesn't warrant for us to sit down and just think like life has to go on the way it is. No. As long as there is, as long as we retain sanity and we can discern things by the sources of history, make changes. We have gone in a very, very deep, dark dimension. But civilized people are not ordinary people. But I can tell you this. It doesn't matter how wise you are, if you allow something to destroy your good thinking, just you go to be like any simple fool. And all your wisdom did not help you, because either that you contribute to it, or you come and see the problem, and you have what it takes to remove the problem. What do you say about that? The history that we have tells us exactly who we are. We are from Kintime, a species called sapien, wise human being. And if you understand that, it means that there was the hominid first. There was hominid. I say, in the beginning was the hominid. That's a fact. What was before the hominid? Time and space. We don't have any record that any humanity of any kind, and even accounting for the hominid, It only goes back a few million years. Few million years, like what? 7 million years. There were some kind of a creature evolving. Yeah, but behind that, say, 7 million years, what was back there? The ocean. There was no creature, as far as I am aware. There weren't any creatures. Going back 5 billion years? My friends, you know, for the Earth to be in this solar system, both some 5 billion years? You know, You know that no, that is getting to me. 5 billion years. Keep order of the universe throughout all this time. Without, you know, I mean, going into that, let's bring it closer to us then. Since we don't need to make no kata, like we call it in Jamaica, or maybe in the West Indies, you know, make like a spongy thing out of cloth or even bush and put it on our heads to like cushion the weight that we're going to carry on our heads. Well, to fathom out billions of years of planetary existence is not for us to, you know, burden ourselves. Just know it exists. The planetary existence exists. And we are here to prove it. We are seeing it. No one understands the existence of planet Earth more than civilized people do. The white people, it doesn't matter what they do to give them some kind of a civilized sense, they will never be civilized people. Whatever they did to have some sense of the world, they will never see the world the way we do. We are hybrid people from a mixed blood of two different lives. And there was a reason, two lives, to create one individual. And in so doing, create multiple of people from the same one mix. We are all together called ethnic people. What went wrong with the ethnic people? Tell you what, something really went wrong. But the fact that one seed or one mix that created that singular person, male and female of them, of the same Texan blood, can create the world of many civilizations. So, what are you going to tell me? We must just go on eating and drinking and reproducing, and we can't solve no problem. Why can't we? Well, if something wrong with our brain, then we will have problems, because if you can't solve problems will solve you then, or something like that. What I'm thinking, who limit us? Who limit us, hybrid people? These sodomite white people, they don't, you know, no place in the Bible that they wrote, they acknowledge the hybrid people. And if you read in the World History textbook, right now I have a World History textbook in front of me, where I have already read that the Arab Muslim people, they are hybrid. How did they allow the hominid white people to take control of our world? because they did something and they can talk, and like you, like us, they look like us. It is all they're doing. So what I'm saying to you, who limit us to not have control? Why do we reduce to just look on each other's skin and fall in love with each other's skin? Why are we reduced to just want romantic time with the flesh, and we can't solve no problem? No, we are reduced to succumb to white people, sodomite way of life. You consider what, let's say, America was like before the white people come and say they own America. What was going on? What were the people who settled in America? What were they like? What were they doing? What were their occupation? What did they know and believe about reality, considering they were civilized people? What happened to them? What have we to think about the invasion after we've been here thousands and thousands of years? Here come this invasion of white people. And we were in the millions. How much of them came here? You know what? I haven't had the number of how much of these white people come here. But I can surmise they don't measure up to the amount of us that then is settled all over the world. They don't reach our number. Why is it that we, all over the world, get occupied one by one? It's not like all in one day. It's like over a stretch of many years. These sodomite fucking asshole hominid turn some semi kind of human attributes. They take control with no supreme power, none whatsoever. They actually invent lies to make like a image and say, worship it. And that's what we do. What caused that? Do you know? If you consider South Africa, in earlier years, I always hear about South Africa is the hub, the Mecca for few white people. You call them white people. They are primates. They are hominid offspring. They are subgroups of the Homo erectus. Yes. They are few. They are few. You know why they are few? Because they are hominid. And they are homosexual. They cannot become many. They cannot become many. And what makes them so many is because of interbreeding. with our blood. So there is no way that these hominid white people from the hominid species begin to call themselves Homo tos, not Homo erectus, sapien. They begin to call themselves Homo sapien. Sapien is our species. Why do we allow them to call, why do we allow them to stay in all of our territories that they invade and occupy until this very moment I'm breathing? You don't even hear African people say, you know what? They need to go back to their own indigenous land. You don't hear African people say that. No. Why? We become psychologically dumb. There's no way to deny that. When you look and see, you don't hear of any war that African people initiate against white people. I don't read of any history reporting that the African people invade Europe. How did Europe become populated with the white people? The history tells us 1.5 million years ago, they left Africa where they developed and they go into Europe. How much of them do you think were there? Still, a number that does not compare with the number of the people that develop in Africa. And as much as they could spread, 100,000 years, it's a lot of people. How do we become captive of these white people in a short space of time since 100,000 years ago? Everything that I am talking about now that concerns these two species, the hominid primates and the wise sapien. Look at the contrast. Wise sapien that developed in Africa. The sapien developed in Africa 250,000 years ago. While the hominid developed over 3.5 to 4 million years ago, think of the difference. And think that for 3 to 4 million years, they never talk along with not a word, a human word. They did not. The World History textbook say that. So you can't look out the window or look from your balcony, America, and know exactly what the population of America was like going back 100,000 years ago. 100,000 years ago, it's only a part of this 100,000 African hybrid people come into the Western Hemisphere and by some talk about America then, right? Single out America, because there are other places that we have settled that has problem with white people take it over to. So I want to know what kind of sense white people have that tells them these places that we been settled in for many thousands of years prior to they coming along and say it is theirs. There was nobody before us. We were instructed to come and populate these lands by our creators, our ancestors. So it is up to us to look at the picture of the past that brought us forward. The past brought us forward. We did not do anything to create the past, but the past surely does. Okay? And there is nobody to know anything different than what I'm saying, because what I'm saying is the foundation of the history of the past. That's the only way we can arrive at anything that lays out what is true from what is false. So what I'm trying to say to you, civilization is the only thing that makes sense. Where did the hominids develop? In Africa, right? Yeah. From when to when? What type of character were they? And what have they been through as an experience in their lives? How and when they began to talk? So if we continue to behave like we are so confused, we are not able to resolve, no problem, well, we will remain and perish in our ignorance. But what if there are some of us who begin to read and understand the history and record of the past and see who is who? These species have a blood that identify them. Okay? And if they cross the line and try to interbreed with us, we will know what happened. What happened to us? Like I do, and a lot of us apparently know that something happened, but we don't know what. We don't know what it is, right? We only know that we're just not going the right way, but we don't know. And the information is not as skimpy, or we don't know, because it's in the world record. So if they want to write a Bible and create a different world, are we supposed to swallow that? Are we supposed to go to, and they can come every single way. Look, these guys go to Iraq and kill Saddam Hussein. And, I mean, you know, I mean, do you know the place Iraq really is in civilized knowledge? These dark fucking white people, that's what they did. They go to Iraq and kill Saddam. He's an African. He's an ethnic person. He's not white people. But why George Bush calls president of where? The United States? You know? What is the United States? Where civility come from? How they come civilized and able to kick African people out of anywhere they see them? Now, according to history, the creation of mankind is by the immortal gods, the Anunnaki, the Elohim.
We don't have any problem
to read and know about there was no human civilization. These
white people are now, they not talk anything unless they alluded to them being humans. Do you understand that?
No, go so.
And they are getting more mileage out of lying and conjuring up nonsense more than there is anything to support what they say about themselves. Now, you take the Bible, for example. Who are the characters that make up the Bible? What characters make the foundation for the Bible? Is it the African people? The people who are the greater number of people around the world, and the people who first spoke human language. We don't care about that. We are reduced to nothing since 100,000 years. And what happened to the first 100,000 years that makes us 200,000 years existence? Primitive worker. When you look at the first 100,000 years, what do you see? You see civilization. Was there any white people civilization there? But they did exist, right? In Europe, yes. 1.5 million years ago, before the gods, they came here, and before, clearly, we were created, they were up in Europe. But what the record show? Now, if they want to write a whole bunch of hogwash and talk about this and that, and that's not history. What they're writing in all kind of paper and talk about, they found this, they found that, and all the kind of, it's not the history, you know. And when you give white people credence for writing all kind of invented story, I mean, passing the world of sober and go to the world of fairy tale. That's what white people write. Do you expect white people to write history for African people when we are doing so many civilizing 100,000 years ahead of them? Because they were there and they never spoke human words. They only make stone tools. While we developed for 100,000 years. Yeah, what we know today, we know then, back then. And the reason why we don't know much of back then is because of these sodomite white people who come and did something to us. They did something to us. They cannot write history. They cannot write Bible. So right now, you just know if you have a Bible, what to do with it. And if you find anything in the Bible that you think makes sense, well, keep it. Because it should have some good reason, you know, for that good stuff that you're seeing there. But if you're reading about Adam and Eve in a garden, these sodomites don't have nothing at all like authority over any part of the world except Europe. Yeah, because they fucking ass all the day of their lives. Okay? And it means that as a species, they have different brain from the African people. Okay? And if they think they're going to turn my mic off every time I come on the radio and I begin to talk real, serious, historic thing, and they're going to turn off my mic so nobody know here, they're going to find out. They're going to fuck a lot of hassle. I mean, I don't know whether they're not going to do it in our territory, though. Because I'm telling you, we are not tolerating white people in our territory any longer. All right? And if they think that we're going to fight war with them, I mean, they can keep on fucking asshole. Okay? They're not going to fuck our asshole. They're going to do their own. And they are not going to do it on our territory anywhere on the planet. You see, if we don't take charge, what do you expect to happen? They are talking everything. If I read you something that what these people talk about and their literature, yeah, they want us to read their literature and become like them. The Bible, in general, is white people sodomite gospel to change the world. Why do they want to change the world? When they are making laws for everybody to fuck body. Why do they want to turn the world into fucking body people? Here we are. We don't care. Yeah. You look at the Ken Copeland and you look at the Jesse Jackson and all of these guys. Down to MLK. The church is a homosexual institution. They don't talk about kingship that the God's government is all about. No. No. There's hardly any of us that know about kingship government. Kingship, you know, of Mesopotamia, the king list before the flood and all that. We don't know none of those because the church done, you know, suck it to us and is like we are confused. Even if I die alone and represent kingship, it's good for me. Really. Because anywhere my spirit will be all right. You know. But there is no way eternity will exist. And Timothy Aldred is going to be one of them with luck and, you know, and did nothing. It's not going to happen. Because whatever is to happen, I am going to be in the mix of what is going to happen. I am not afraid of fucking slimy white people who like to go into each other's honors and married to each other. When you see two men coming out of a door and they are sodomites, you think about what kind of life they live, right? The point is somebody will say, but what do you care? This is America. This is our place where we breathe and do whatever we are supposed to do. And they are taking it over and fill it up with them fucking asshole self. Why they come here? They have Europe. Their Pope make a calendar for them, not for us. He called himself Vicar of Christ. No, we're this Vicar of Christ represent us. We turn fool, we don't know, but we don't turn fool forever. You see what I mean? And somebody might say, you know, where he come from with all of this? Well, you know what? Do you know where you come from with all of that? Do you? Do you know? You don't know. There is nobody on planet Earth has one thing to say that proves anything I am saying wrong. You may think that, you know, I'm slapping hard with these, I mean, a filth on us, what I call it, agape love. Yeah. these are talking, these folks, you look at the dirty, nasty stuff that they are talking, like a Holy Spirit that's supposed to be in your brain, calling it agape love, right? And they want you to share in that agape love. That's why they are lingering around and doing everything to make African people become sodomites. And you probably laugh and think that I am crazy. But the day will come when you may just find out that you didn't know what you were thinking. And you are brought down low to feel like it's okay for fucking homosexual to be in our territory everywhere. And you don't think that, oh, it's too much. They shouldn't do that. You don't think that, oh, they are all right. Anything they do, when they make law, they make it for us. Where do you read that in your own history? It does not exist. And it means that there are those who are still the people to make manifestation of the civilized era, okay, and the kingship that rule this planet. I read this often enough for people to understand. And it is remarkable that if I were to feel good that I am not the only person that is mindful about civilization. You know what? Just a few people over time that would come in and have a say, few people have a say. And this, I would say, is one venue where one person is here and talking. But if there are other people out there making something of the problem that is clearly stink, bad stench about the church, they're still going to church. Like, today, today's Sunday, right? Yes. Today is Sunday, my friend. Today is Sunday. Today is Sunday, and two p.m. Okay, it's 12. Yes, my friends. And so, what we have going on here is pervasive spreading of Adam and Eve in a garden and Adam's sin. You know, it is a virus spread by white people, and it Looking back at it, whereas, let's say go back to the our time, because most of the people that were back then in church, they're dead and gone. Most of them are dead and gone. And here we grow up and learn about Adam in the garden and stuff like that. Now, back then, as children, we go to Sunday school. And we don't hear nobody at all utter a word and object to what we are praising God and hallelujah and stuff like that. Nobody at all. So everybody has a clean heart with all these dirty stuff filling up in our minds. Because guess what? There's only reception for that because we don't know anything else. We do not know anything else. And it's just like cooperating. You know, you're not supposed to cooperate with criminals, even in the United States. They don't want you put up with nobody who come here illegal and stuff like that. So, even them, you know, is against falsehood. But falsehood for white people is when you do not accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. You imagine that. You don't see nothing wrong with that because over time in the West Indies, you know, we are the victims of diaspora, the Atlantic slave trade. Our brain is not accustomed to hearing anything other than preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, what is wrong with the gospel of Jesus Christ is that these fucking asshole white people invented it. They invented it. It don't belong to us. When they talk about them changing calendar from BC to AD in the year of our Lord, these are filth, the most stinking philosophical... I mean, not philosophical, but psychologically stink. Because not Nogosa. Okay? And if you talk to these people loosely, where nobody really know the authority on the issue, you know, you have back and forth argument where nobody's able to assert jurisdiction, legal jurisdiction, over the issue that they're talking about. So today, here we are, grow up from childhood to being adult and parents. And we believe the same thing because church was normative, like most situations today. Right? But now, it's a time. Now it's time where what seems natural and like good, we find out is sodomy. Sodomy set it up. It's not our institution because something they did, defeating the purpose of our civilization. We are the civilized people, not white people. Not in the least of perception are white people civilized people. They don't come out of civilization in no kind of way. Okay? Now, if somebody don't read and understand and able to come out and take a stand on it, all of us will die with somebody in your ass fucking it. Because the demon in these white people, that's what they like to do. Okay? If you don't understand that's not the kind of world that created us 200,000 years ago. And we have a blood that's what these people come fuck our people and get mixed blood that they start to talk. Okay? All of what they're making now and challenging us and killing us off, the time run out. The time run out. And they will experience, maybe not all together, but they will experience what it is to do us like they did. They will realize that they burn up an opportunity when their lives could be better. Because through us, they are able to talk. Because they never talked for 3.5 million years or 4 million years. They never talk, nothing. And it's what they did to us that caused them to talk. So you start kind of say, out of evil come good. Not for us, but for them. You see what I mean? Because now they are, you know, shoving us aside and say their AD law is what governs. And because we are weak and they're stronger than us with their evil, we succumb to them. That's no longer, that doesn't exist any longer. Because right now, it doesn't matter what they do, they will have to cross Jordan. White people, in order for them to take hold stance, they will have to answer to a higher power. And that higher power is what is in us. It's the knowledge of civilization. They can't stand civilization. If they wanted to live by civilization, they would not be inventing these sodomites type of ways of life. You know, like making law for two men, like, you know, they are, you don't understand these white people attitude. They have been always making accommodation for themselves, not us. While they push us out, they draw in. Now, when they equal two men, faggots, to marry each other right on our turf, what are they telling you? Get out. That's what they're telling us. We must get out. You see what I mean? When they're talking about people at the border, they're trying to keep people from coming into the United States. What are they really telling you? You see any African people holding court with them? No, it's them. It's them, the faggots, the homosexual. And we are not able to tell them, say, hey, we don't want no more of you here. No, that day will never come except that they come. That those who still want church and want Jesus, they are not accepted here at all either. You know, it doesn't matter how much they are hybrid and stuff like that. But if they convert into sodomy, they will have to go to where sodomy come from. Really? You see, and if you're out there and think that man fucking man, asshole, not even the Bible that you believe in don't say that. Okay? Because they know or knew better than to come out with the Bible and agree with homosexuality. If you look at the Bible, you see many places in there where the God of the Bible is not with homosexuality. But that is only psychological. Because since the Bible writes out uphold the God of the Bible that is a liar, God is a liar, God don't tell no truth, God say, I'm sorry, make man. No real God wouldn't do that. No perfect God wouldn't do that, right? So it's just a psychological ploy to use the Bible to trap African people into a psychological darkness that they will never overcome. And that is the reason why, you see, they are bringing in sodomy ways as more as we go along, and as they find out that we become dumber and dumber, they turn the key, because there is going to be a no return once they find out they have the grip to like do anything they want. Because right now they know that, you know, civilization is creating a problem for them. We are the civilized people, and if we don't behave like civilized people, that's when these sodomites going to really say, well, all right, it's all over now. The fat woman sang, and that's what they intend to happen. Now, with someone like me talking the way I do, if you don't think that they're talking about it, because what they've been safeguarding all along, they don't see. They stand a chance, staying ground. White people don't have no chance of staying ground. Not with what I am seeing and what I am talking. That's why they cut my mic off, and I am not going berserk because they're doing it. Because I feel okay. I feel okay. It's just that I feel like, you know, they should not be wasting my time when they do know that they are coming from, you know, all kind of a cockroach, monkey, you know, different tribes and stuff like that. And they come in here trying to fool us. Stop fooling us, because we don't want to waste no more time. We want you get out and go back where you come from. Quick. Don't stay and talk about it's yours, because good. Then they turn down the light and everything on every plane you send out there. You know, you're not sure I get none of them back. You see what I mean? Because we going to face you where you don't have no defense for your existence. You see what I mean? Yeah, as long we be here crying and calling on our God and say, look, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready. Yeah, what do you think they're going to do? So I'm telling you, when I said, you know, I can be the little lonely man in the street talking and telling you, and you say, oh, where do you think he's going? Well, you're going to find out what I'm saying amounts to a lot more than you think. A lot more than you think, right? Because in my little meek and humble way, yeah, I feel the stress. I feel the stress. But I tell you what, I feel more than the stress. Civilization. Nobody cannot unsubstitute civilization. And who has something to lose is who fights against civilization. The God's way of life. The better life of Nibiru on earth. That government is that we must, the greatest honor given to us is to emulate kingship government that give us all good things. What good things white people, A.D. and Abdamana, give us? What they give us in the so-called 14th Amendment? What do you get out of it? They will find out plane, they still fly. Okay? Yeah. And when they begin to see loads upon loads of planes that is all scattered all over the place, break up in pieces, and people unaccounted for and stuff like that, they're going to find out. Because they've seen it already. They've seen it already. But these faggots don't care. They will kill as many people because there is no civilized way of doing things that respect people and people's safety. No. See, they make constitution and amendments in there for you to carry gun. Boys going to school. Carry gun, and he can go there and shoot down everybody as much as he want. You see what I mean? And African people just lay down and make them do whatever they want. So when white people come to fuck your asshole, what are you going to do but make them do it? That will be, you know, the position of the African people. You see, lay down and let them fuck you anywhere they want, in the street anywhere, because you don't mean anything. But that's not the reason why we were created, for people like them to come and fuck our asshole and do whatever they want to do with us, because we have value. Our blood, has value. And whenever we, our minds is functioning by that blood, well, that's when we value something. And that's not included these sodomites. We come from wherever they want to come from and talk about this is their land. And look, if it were one place they did it, it would be, you know, a different kind of a argument to make. But right now, everywhere we have settled in the Western world, they come and say it's theirs. Why is it that we can't say something is wrong with that? Why we give, you know, to these sodomites? And the gods is there looking at us and say, oh my God, you know, we could have done better than that. Allow these people to fall in the hands of these sodomites, that they don't destroy in a Sodom and Gomorrah. There will have to be another Sodom and Gomorrah. Because these fucking ass people, they're not going anywhere unless something happens to them. Something is happening to them anyway. But they will not even know what is happening to them. You see, they think they have all the sense in the world, but civilized people, at least some civilized people, know that's not true. You see what I mean? That white people are not civilized. You think that they tell you that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things in the Bible. And as long as you believe in the Adam and Eve story in the garden, that's what you will accept as true. You see? And you don't see the evil that the white people are doing. And they're taking you down to the rock pit to, you know, knock the breath out of you. And you don't know that's what they're doing. You think you're going down there to have a nice picnic or something like that. White people are not human beings. Okay? And oh, you know that? Read The World is the Textbook. Read when the four big human civilization that was established, talking about in a societal form. I'm not talking about the knowledge in their head and, you know, and what they're thinking and stuff like that. I'm talking about when we begin to put up a community establishment for accommodations and stuff like that. Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China are the first four civilized human beings. And not even these sodomite white people. If you question them properly, they have to admit that they don't have anything. And they know that we are the people, but they know that push their racist blood in our system 100,000 years ago, and we turn idiots. Those of us that have some awareness, maybe not all full awareness, but we have some awareness, and at least we can serve some use and progress to a better mental health, right? Yeah, if we find it in us that we can do that, then that is definitely there for us. But apart from that, if we are not making any grade, and, you know, you can just as well go live with homosexuals because it don't do you anything. And even when you read it in The World Literature Textbook that they don't belong to our species, they don't belong to our culture. But according to them, we are. These fucking ass white people, It doesn't matter what them call themselves. That is under the context of what them say after them government. It's not our government. So if you're going over there and working with them in the Senate and stuff like that, you're an idiot. You are a fool. And you don't give account for being civilized at all. You see what I mean? We must learn who we are and come and show ourselves who we are and speak who we are. You see what I mean? Because we don't belong to white people, gang and their institution. It's not. And church, it's such a shame. It is such a shame. Because such a shame that African people, they are lawyers, they are doctors, and they're reading a Bible and they don't see lies in there. They don't see lies in there. I read first adult high school, and I'm seeing the lies. I never did see them all along, but in the process of time, I become more and more conscious, and I read, and I see what the words are saying. No sooner than I start to use the words to analyze reason, that's when I begin to see that something is wrong. Civilization is not what white people are about. They will never be civilized. White people will never be civilized. And what you see them going on with, you may think, say, they do this, they do that. And you think, we never ask them to do it. We never ask them to come into the United States and then kill millions and millions of us. We don't ask them that. So if you make them convince you that they are okay and America is the greatest country, look, if you know what to say to them, they will like pull their pants up and know that, look, we don't welcome their fucking ass, culture here among us. And they must get out because we gon' pray to our gods. To bring us back to where we can feel like civilized people once again. 100,000 years ago, we never had any problem like these. But since the second half of 200,000 years, is all stinking problem we have with white people who say this is their country. Now, it is not their country. And I tell you something. The situation is, as long as we say they can't stay here, they won't. They can chow high end as much as they want. But I tell you what, it is a easy way to melt them. And the gods know that all too well. They will fix these sodomites. We come from Europe and behave like, no, they are Americans. They are Americans. You're going to find out how long from right this day you are American. You hear me? Yeah. Things that we say, they don't care. They don't care. They don't care. You see? And they can lock off the mic as much as they want. Because it's the more the rain is going to start pouring down on them, right? The more they resent what we say, what we do, look, you need to go back where you come from and don't stay here and withstood us, okay? When the best thing you can do is make lots of two men married to each other on the basis of their asshole. Imagine, you're going to marry another man because of his asshole. It means that something is very, very wrong psychologically. And it's proof you don't have brain like us because you don't see us doing that. But you come and endeavor. If they come and live next door to you and all that kind of thing on American soil, then you must understand that we have not done anything to keep our place pure. And now you agree that if you have a place, they can force you to rent to sodomites and stuff like that in our territory. You know what I mean? and it's everywhere we live. It's not like they allow us to live wherever we want to live. No, 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 no. These fucking ass white people you're looking at, they're demons. They're demons. You don't see that? And they come and use law, them A.D. and Adamani. If you can't repel them A.D. and Adamani law as sodomite faggots, foolish, idiotic, and uncivilized stuff, then they will make you, suck anything. You hear me? That's right. Because them have law to compel you to do it. Telling you, that is no law at all. And if you invoke the real law, they will have to jump in the lake. They can't handle that. It's simply because we are not doing anything to that. So they make you preach from their Bible and talk about Jesus, and none of those things, is nothing but, the fucking inspiration that they have to spread Jesus. It's not for us. And there is no way we say no or say, get out with it. They can't stay here. But if you allow them, you will have to join them too, because they're going to tell you of law that you must do it. It's not true. All of the system they set up is not civilized system. Okay? Counterfeit nonsense. We must rule ourselves. And if you can't settle for ruling of yourself, it's a bad thing. It is not just bad, but it is something that is going to carry you to your grave. If you take A.D. and Adamani, which is not something you were created under, you don't create it under A.D. and Adamani. It does not hinge on what the God's plan is on earth and the reason why they created us. You see what I mean? So if you make these white sodomite white people come and take over control everywhere we are, because if you leave America and go into Africa, they're over there too. Everybody over there are Christian. Now, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And I'm telling you that the Lord will look on us until they realize that they got it. They get that we are a changed people. But right now, we got church and all that kind of thing. Are the white people them something? And we won't stop. Well, why would the gods want to spare us alive? They won't want to keep us alive because they want clean, orderly place. Not these white people and do all the kind of, imagine they make laugh. Did you realize that they would ever in America make law to marry two people of the same sex? Did you know that these white people do that? Well, now you find out who they are, right? It's not something that is just happening outside someplace or some little remote place in America, that them hide and I do it. No, they make it official. White people make it official to show you that we don't mean anything to them. You see what I mean? Yeah, they have already bring America down. If you don't see that they bring America down, they bring Africa down. They bring down Palestine. They bring down Rome. They bring down everywhere you can imagine. That they don't even pay Europe any mind because they have everything now overflowing. They don't care about nothing now. Because everywhere is there. It's just something that is unbelievable. And African people, we're full of the world, is afraid of these white people and think, oh, they are the authority. How could they be authority? When the truth is, the gods came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Now, digest that a minute. Do you understand what this is about? In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin, author, draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization. And again, when you hear civilization, you don't know what it means. It doesn't mean white people at all, in no way, shape, or form. And they cannot compel, it means them, from any civilized source of writing. They can't. But as long as they're not facing anyone who has the right sense to articulate it, they're going to talk all kind of foolishness and intimidate you. But anytime they get burned and trapped and burned, they will have to find what side of the alligator they're on. You see what I mean? So, it goes on to say, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrials, gods, extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. And if you look, white people take all of this for joke, because they find out that they mess up our minds so badly, they are able to write a Bible and say everything opposite of the truth. And worse, when we swallow down, they see we swallow Adam and Eve in the garden. We swallow talking serpent. We swallow Jesus go up in a hill and would not be crowned king. They swallow Jesus born of a virgin. So all of these things we swallow. Jesus was Isaiah 53, for he was wounded for our transgression, and by his stripes we were healed. Everything that is faggot for homosexuality, they know to twist everything to make it sound like, you know, they are not against us, right? But it's like, we must have unity of the faith and all this kind of stuff. These guys, every single thing that they're talking about is fucking batty. That's what they mean. That's what they mean. That's the misnomer that they are feeding to us. But it is all about fucking assholes. That's all they are as a culture. Everything that means civilization, they turn it off into something else. And if you think it is all about Adam and Eve in a garden and stuff like that, my friends, these people are nasty, nasty, because they were not evolved. A civilized creature. They were never civilized at all. And they do it because they were nasty and rotten. And see them here today, they don't care nothing about us, because they find out they got the upper hand. We don't know nothing. right? But it would only last for a while, right? Because there's just no way any white people, it doesn't matter what kind of education they have, because I ain't going to talk about medicine and all that kind of thing. I'm going to talk about history and about law of government. That's what we'll talk about, right? And medicine, you know, whatever medicine is, right? But now, if we talk about people settlement under government, it's a different story. Because none of where they settle belongs to anything that they represent. They need to be in Europe, but the Antarctica, I don't know. But no, they're not supposed to be where African ethnic people are. Because for one, don't mingle with us. Just like in the Bible, where you see they used to write about Jews and Gentiles don't mix. They have it in the Bible. Because they read and know that we are different species and stuff like that. But now they find out we're an idiot. They don't care. They're going to like roll us in the mud. Fucking asshole. You see, that's what these white people are after. That's what the church is after. And I'm telling you, you might think that I'm a joker. I'm a joker. People don't bother talk to me because I find out what happened. And it sounds strange. But it is the truth. I'm trying to help people to understand civilization. And white people don't have the color of civilization. They don't have the blood of civilization. And what they attempt to do, why they are calling themselves sapien and all that, they're going to find out how long they will be able to say that. We don't want you in America. You can go anywhere in Europe, go talk whatever you want to talk up there, as long as you leave our atmosphere clean. You see what I mean? Stay out of our atmosphere. That's all there is to it. Yeah, so you're not above us in any kind of way. We know where you come from, okay? And we know exactly where to light your fire up. You see what I mean? And let you burn. Get out, and that's all there is to it. You don't have any argument to represent yourself that you have a right in our jurisdiction. When you belong to what, sapien? No. We are white sapien. You are primate hominid. That's who you are. And you don't have a way to say that's not the truth. Because that is the truth. And we're not going to let you do this anymore. Okay? So if you don't decide to go, well, the chamber up in Nibiru is going to be called to, you know, to settle this problem. Because we must clean up our jurisdiction. We don't want no sodomite and no married sodomite, nothing sodomite in our territory. All around the world. Get out. 2 many lives, 2 many of the good ways of life that we are missing because of these sodomite white people. And it is not going to go down well for them, right? Because the gods have everything they need. And if they, you know what? These white people come and settle among us everywhere because they don't intend to go back anywhere to where they come from. And they want everywhere we are, they are going to infiltrate us until we all concede to be sodomite. What they want all over the world to have a sodomite world and not just in Europe. That's what they think. That is what these thinkers are thinking. They're going to make the world a sodomite world. These, you know, fucking body stinking people. Okay? And all that they're talking about, bureaucracy and all stuff like that. No, it's for them up in Europe. We don't want it here. I mean, all of us were kingship rule the civilized world. And now they want to come here. No, it's challenge. They are challenging the gods, challenging us who are created by the gods. That's what these sodomites are doing. They can't stand up in front of me and talk them whole bunch of mumbo-jumbo nonsense, right? Because they can't stand real truth. You see what I mean? They can't stand that. And that is what is going to come down or begin to come down on them. Because if you don't have the mercies of the gods, you know, the atmosphere, they talk about, yeah, they're talking about climate change and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, faggots. And then they talk about Republican and Democrats. And all you see, they're going on and, you know, Republicans going to take over the House and all that. And African people think that, you know, they should reverence that. No, we don't want them kind of establishment, because our establishment is set up long time ago, and they come in and uproot our government. You know, the slave trade and everything like that. They use it and totally disrupt our lives, and you know, everybody succumb to it. The big multitude of African people succumb to it. You're going to find out, well, one person might be the only way out right now, or what is provided. One person. And you know what? If I am that one person, yeah, so be it. Because I am not afraid, and I'm ready. I am ready. And if they are ready, come and show that they have that verbal power to prove that, yes, fucking asshole is what the world become, and that we have to accept it. Make them come and do that. If they can prove that the world must fuck asshole, everybody under AD, under Dominic, come out, because this must be David then, and you are Goliath. Except that this David is not going to like come and fight with no Goliath. It's going to be something completely different. But they can write what it will be like for you to go up against the gods and somebody who is really serious about the whole situation and how this must end. You are going to go back to your indigenous land and go do what your culture is. If the gods don't have no problem with you over there, well, just keep our jurisdiction without offense. Because we ain't coming there to tell you you can't fuck your asshole over there. But we are telling you you can't do it on our territory. Nowhere around Europe. In Europe, with your culture. And we will be happy in our culture. We don't want you around.
creation of a soul is vanity. Destruction of a poor is their poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Why do you fight each other? Why do you kill your brother? Then your reward will be the cemetery. To build a better nation, clean up your creation. Of a soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Thank you.
Okay, my friends. All right, this is what I got to say here. And it is very important that I bring the focus of the problem in the world for people to be confronted with something as serious as this. It's one thing to die, but where do you go to? The only time to address spiritual things is when you're alive. And since the fact that we as earthlings, our minds are, in most cases, to these type of things, our minds don't function well. As I discussed this 100,000 years ago, something happened to our bloodline. And it has to do with white people and their origin species. That something happened. And of course, whilst they were actively existing under their subgroup, Homo erectus, that's where the problem really developed. So something is wrong, and we are in a mold thinking that, you know, the battle between white people and hybrid people, nobody know who is right from who is wrong. Well, the World History textbook settles that. White people don't want to tell who they are. You see, they want to tell you they are Americans or they are Israelis and stuff like that. And these are names that belongs to African people. They are using for themselves. When they say they are American, what do you think they are telling you? They are not taking responsibility for who they are and what they have done. So what I'm saying here and shouting about is that white fucking honest people, no matter what they say they do, they don't come from America. They are criminals in transit. You see what I mean? And whatever they do and causes our people to be honoring like AD Anno Domini, like it is a government. AD Anno Domini is not even fraught in the pot. AD Anno Domini don't mean anything at all. When you talk about kingship government, is what the gods brought here. And we are on succession, ruling. And they come here and say, we don't have a government? Yeah, you read it. As a matter of fact, I can read this to you. This very thing that I want to talk and tell you. Right here. What they have done to kingship when they come here in America. Right? A lot of people don't know. But there are a lot of things that we are supposed to know that is being pushed aside. But let me read some of this to you and let you know. And this writing comes from a book, a document, which begins by saying, the title of it is Counting the Dead. And talking about counting the amount of African dead, you know, since they come here in the 14th to the 19th century coming along, right? Counting the dead. Estimating the loss of life in the indigenous Holocaust, 1492 present. David Michael Smith, University of Houston downtown, right? And it goes on
to tell you what they have, collected as evidence to what they have done to us African people who they come here and occupy and kill. Okay? So I want you to get a sense, at least some of what they say. Right? Very, very serious things. Very, very serious things. And I want to, like, get you to this here. Listen to this. In addition to the deadly impact of disease. Now, we never have disease. These faggot white primate, they're the ones who come and bring it on us. In addition to the deadly impact of disease, wars, and genocide, we never create none of these. Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations today, the United States, were removed. Relocated. So that means whatever was going on in America, right? Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations, which mean different types of people in what is today the United States. America then, right? But no, these sodomites come here and call it United States. It's fucking us, idiots. Okay? As far as being civilized is concerned, they don't, you can't find them in the world, it's a textbook. And this is what they began to do. I mean, there's a lot of things ahead of this that I don't even touch, right? But I want to bring you to this specific spot of the report. So you get a good sense, you know, coming from the top, right into the middle here, you can see exactly how we get here. And what I am emphasizing and what we must not swallow our spickle with. White people are not civilized. They don't belong about, in our territory. That's all there is to it. Okay? That's all there is to it. It doesn't matter what they have, banks and all that kind of thing. It's not our bureaucracy. It's not our concern. They need to get out and walk because anything they have here, they get it from Africa. Yeah, so they come here and do all this and kill our people, and Africa don't care. So who is going to care if you and I don't care? Yeah, you're afraid of them, right? Yeah, and all they do, they have law now to, for you to fuck your ass off. We have real law to kick them out. Why don't we use it? You know what I mean? They are endeavor to say, where them have that we must obey. Well, where they get that from? They get it because they realize our brain got badly damaged. They know what they did to us, and they want to, like, keep the pressure on us to remain that way. Well, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. No Malcolm X is not here anymore. None of those kind of people not here anymore. This is one guy named Timothy Aldred, right? And I'm telling you, we have the mixed blood. And if they want to, I mean, join your church and totally, I mean, destroy them, they as people with blood to live civilized, and they go on and follow Jesus and all them kind of thing, well, they'll meet their doom, you know, by their adversaries. Live by the truth and let the adversary destroy themselves. We don't have no responsibility for them when we say get out of our territory, it's law, it's Hernamu, it's Hammurabi. What they have is for Europe, it's not for our jurisdiction. Get out. That's all you need to do. All these things that they did, they don't think it was reasonable to live like they're decent and want to be civilized. No, no, no. They're going to rule the world, fucking us all, everybody. That's what they are about. And they're going to take over with their bullyism, take over government and education and health and every single thing they take over and kick us in the dirt. And we don't mean anything. You're going to find out how much you mean. Okay? And how much we mean. Okay? If you want to prove that, you're going to prove it to yourself. But I tell you, get out for sure. We're not debating nothing. Get out and go back where you come from. So with all of these things here that they do, we must talk to them like they were a government? No. These fucking asshole white head, primate, hominid. That's them. That's the division between they and us. They talk about they are Homo sapien. Homo sapien from where? Okay? You criminal from hell. Now, listen. What these white people do, and you're going to church with them and keeping up their church for them, right? And this is what they're doing to us. Look here. Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations in what is today the United States were removed by these sodomites, relocated, dispersed. Who give them the power? Yeah, because we had this bad and Africa don't care nothing about what is going on. Yeah. This dispersed, concentrated, are forced to migrate at least once after contact with Europeans or Africans. And he has observed that the forced removal of over 100,000 indigenous people. You imagine when I tell you about number of us and what these and the number of the white people there. We are 100,000 here, indigenous people, to areas. They push us out to areas west of Mississippi River, Mississippi River, during the first half of the 19th century. 100,000 indigenous people. That's what they do it to. And this move, you're going to see what they say about it. It says 19th century, the first half of the 19th century, directly resulted in significant loss of life. So how much do you think we'll leave after that 100,000? Moreover, such removals and relocations destroyed indigenous people's way of life. You know, when you kill people's way of life, you're killing the people, which resulted in substantial additional loss of life. See? Other devastating assaults on these ways of life included Spanish mission. In
California, Florida, and Texas, the U.S. government's attempt, you hear, U.S., these sodomites of government, where they get the government from? Where do you, can you point to that they get government from? Out of their fucking asshole. You see what I mean? That's what teach them to work against civilization. There's no way to say that these people in America were not the first civilized people to come here, because they are just coming, and the indigenous people are here thousands and thousands of years before these sodomites come here 400 years ago and begin to do these things and act. The reason why they are acting so affirmatively and sure of themselves is because they don't take over control from Africa because of the bad blood that's in these people from almost 100,000 years ago. We turn idiots, and Africa turn them loose to use all the wealth and everything. Army, you know, see, Africa with no army anymore. They were talking about there was some other army, and I don't see anything that points to those things are true. And there was a great army general in Africa. And I was thinking to myself, but I don't see anything that they have done. So these white people are throwing us off in our thinking when they put that, oh, Africa had a great general here, the greatest general, and talk about war that they fought. These guys make up all kind of a story. You see what I mean? All right. So now you're going to see these other things that they do to destroy us and a people with government that for Africa turn over everything to them. There is no other force. When these criminals get Africa to turn over control to them, there is nobody there to call law and order. Nobody. And nobody talk about the story. Nobody talk about what happened or seek to take control from an academic standpoint. And these sodomites are here like a shark and watch us as idiots deliver up power to them, and there's nobody at all to take control of our laws and at least to secure our people who are under the government. You mean none of them up until this day, all the Indian them you see up there, you know, are under these white men. You know what I mean? And they all run and go lap their tail and go make up little business along the roadside and all them kind of thing. You see what I mean? Because these sodomites learn to read. They talking like us. They look like us. Anything they got, they want, it stands. It prevail because there's nobody to point to law and say, no, you can't do it. Nobody at all. Well, those days are done now. Those days are done. So you want to hear this portion is all about they killing us and we fade into the darkness. Okay? You're reading about Holocaust and the things that they do to kill us. We never go into Europe. We never do them nothing. Well, I cannot be alive and don't kick them out. Kick their stinking ass out of our territory. That's what my job is to do. It's the end of their world. They must leave. We don't have any place going beside the place that we are given by our gods. They only have Darwin as their god. Darwin is white people fucking ass. Liz Cheney up there and going, our country. All of them talking about our country. And you think that these people are decent? Let them go wash themselves. Oh.
They never wear clothes. They never nothing 100,000 years ago. It goes on. These things happen for a time, and it's up to us to, like, behave ourselves in the way we're supposed to behave ourselves. When we come and have a crisis, we must deal with it. Now, so it says here, yeah, the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas, the U.S. government attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. Did you hear that? So when you never know that African people have government, and why everybody lapdeal and I go down at the city hall, AD and Adamani down there for do good for them. You know, I mean, it's like Africa, what Africa did, abdicated from kingship, it leave us naked. We don't have any legal, administration to protect us. And it's not because we need these people who back out. We need to exercise our government and keep our settlement and our population protected. That's what we're supposed to do. We can't make these sodomites come here and talk about they're going to make up a government, because that's what they turn around and do. Absent of us showing that we can keep our government functioning. These guys come in with them whitehead fucking ass white men and about them making up and call them founding fathers. And government that is here with law right now. The king's laws are here for civilized government. These, fucking foolishness. They don't have any government. They cannot usurp our laws under which we are created. If they think they can, let them keep on doing what they're doing, and they're going to find out what happened. I tell them, get out, because there is no law here but the laws of the gods. It's in the world, it's a textbook. They don't have nothing here in the textbook. Say, you know, they have been giving law by those in authority that set up civilization on the earth. So this is what they do. They have authority because the whole, you know, dirt head of the African people, none of them can do nothing. So they can go into Libya and kill Gaddafi too. And nobody say anything. Nobody in Africa say anything. And here is the evidence show here. They have for them government, and you can't tell where they get their government from. Where white people only get their government AD and Adamani from. And they are all sodomite, homosexual. Where they get their government from when all of our laws are current and posterity. They don't have nothing as humanity to posterity to rule no government. None whatsoever. For them church. We don't have no church. Go to Europe with the church and carry your AD and Adamani over there. You don't come over here in our jurisdiction at all. You see, so them don't know what jurisdiction is. All of a sudden, they make jurisdiction. They make everything to their fucking self. Okay? Now, get lost. Get out. Because then the plague must begin to heat them. Them, who you are told, get out. So they're going to destroy the gods. Give to us, and they must go on telling us that, you know, I mean, they're going to make law now, yeah, to marry same sex, you know, and their culture from Africa. See, these men, two men, I mean, with each other like a woman and a man. That is to let you know, African people, that's not our culture. And you read in the history, it tells you that. They can't mingle with us living over next door, the wall, you know, a wall divide us. Them over there, fucking asshole. And we over here trying to pray and honor our gods. You know? I mean, nothing don't go like that. So we cannot in no kind of way, like, look at these people like we need to, like, you know, have mercy on them because they're human. They are not human being at all. Never, ever were. So they come and they undermine the Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. Undermine it. That's why you see us today. Can't say nothing. Can't say nothing because of them here, the Anadamani of the government. Until somebody invalidate them, that's what we do right now. So they are invalidated. You don't listen to these white people. If you get your laws and stuff like that, they cannot overrule you. Okay? So because they are fucking ass idiots. You see, they're the ones who come here and make up mental institution because there was none around before. Can stay there, don't know that your mind is blighted, your brain is sick because of them racist blood and because of what they do, we are marrying them like it's a nice thing. And that's not a Texan in them that we're supposed to have sex with. More about to talk about, you're going to make family with them. That's killing our species. Like they kill the Neanderthals. You see? And talk all kind of foolishness like separate us from Neanderthals. And Neanderthal is one of our subgroup, sapien. And this is what they're doing. Okay? Now, let's uproot them. But, beloved, you keep going to church and go there and praise Jesus, it's not going to do any good. Okay, but look, the world civilization is going to continue without them and without you. Yes. They're going to find out they cannot sink the government of kingship, the kingship system. It is forever. The often deliberate destruction of flora and fauna that American Indians use for food and other purposes. The near extinction of the buffalo. See what I mean? So that means a source of food, they are depleting. You see, these white people, and now they're going preaching Jesus and all them kind of stuff. When I tell you no prophecy don't fulfill nothing in the New Testament and nothing, and you out there praise Jesus and think that the law, the prophecy fulfilled. Where did it fulfill? Did the prophecy say anything about crucifying a man for blood? No. But yet still you believe that. Widespread starvation and malnutrition and deleterious effects of forced labor, alcoholism, demoralization, and despair. Declining fertility and other factors also contributed to the indigenous Holocaust. That I wanted to read to you. Because, you know, things are bad. Things are very, very bad. And people are just turned off and they no longer hear any sound that they should give a listening ear to understand, right? So I'm telling you this, something for you to think about. If you have an interest in your life and what kind of blood is in your vein and what kind of person you are, Europe primates, hominid, toxin, sexual hormone, different from Y sapien. We are sapien, one species from the origin, the parent species is Y sapien. And who are the white people? They are hominid, which means apes. And their species name is hominid, H-O-M-I-N-I-D. Right? And this refers to their toxin blood, that when they rape anybody and cause their fluid to get into your system, your heart and your mind is going down the drain. You see? And especially your brain that is so sensitive, you're not the same person again. Hormone different. Right? Different from Y sapiens, from us. Why are we marrying them for? It is because of our people and our carelessness and our lack of diligence causes these kinds of problem in the world. No peace anywhere, no justice. And yet still they're the one who's talking about justice and all that. You see what they're having with Trump and all the things that Trump do, and they're talking about, you know, like Trump is breaking law. Did they break law when they come here? How much law they break killing us and we don't do them nothing? I mean nothing. Makes human different from other, from humans, from hominids. What makes humans different from hominids? What the difference is? The first anatomic hybrid human have much more complex forms of verbal communication than primate species. We're different from them because we have a different brain, my friends. They won't want to tell you that it's a different brain we have. They want you to think that we and them have the same kind of brain. It's not true. Your taxonomic classification that you belong to represents your blood and what kind of a character you are as you come from a parent species. We are Y sapien. They are nothing wise. In the World History textbook, they are primates, ape-like family they come from, right? And their specific ID is hominid. That's it. So that's the difference between them and us. And you make them set up church and we go in there and say, praise the Lord? Nonsense. Madness. What are hybrid ethnic identities? We African hybrid people, what is our identity? Hybrid identities. Hybrid identities are a product of the fusion of two or more types of identity. And we have a whole lot of ethnic group, right, that gives us different identity when it comes to, it will always be the same sapien, the original parent. But, you know, you're going to come from Chinese or Indians and stuff like that. We are the same blood, hybrid blood, okay? So there's a little variation in the identity as far as grouping is concerned, but the same, the original parent entity is sapien. You cannot go outside of that. So sapien is sapien, no matter what group you belong to. Okay. He says, we are a fusion of two or more types of identity, which is much more likely to occur within a complex global culture. You see what I mean? Where there is a greater flow of ideas and greater movement of people. Now, my friends, that is a simple but powerful information for you to understand the difference between white people and ethnic group of people. Okay? And that they have a different blood. You must not have sex with them. You must not marry to them. None of that. They belong to Europe, and that's where they're supposed to go. They're not going to stay in our territory and talk about it's their country. So it's a matter of time, right? The gods know it all. Now, let's go to another little phase. And that is history that we need to know about ourselves. We need to know our history and how we were created, and stop going to the church and create more and more confusion about our existence. Right. What I just told you a while ago is enough for us to understand the difference between us and alien taxonomic. If you don't get it, the reason why we come down to where we are is because 100,000 years ago, these white people ancestors fucked up our Neanderthals and our sapiens sapiens. You see what I mean? That's the reason why we are in the situation we are in now. And I'm reading all these things. And from where we are created under kingship, these guys come here after the whole problem of the backcrossing and introgression and miscegenation messed up our brain. Nothing worked right since the last 100,000 years. It's up to you. We don't go to church. You know, we don't do none of them kind of thing where these white people come and set up and put us in forever. Mental problem. Okay? So not unless we are able to understand the problem, can we get cured. You know, it's a matter that spiritual cleansing, once you know the truth, can cleanse you. But what if you don't know? You will die and perish just like that. All right. Now, listen this. I have this connection to for you to see the information that these scientists have gathered, all right? So this link is to give you a full knowledge of this. So we need to know what is civilization, and our creators are the first civilized immortals to come on planet Earth and give us the calendar and everything like that. So what we're doing with these faggots, white people, them, they don't know what they're doing. As soon as we learn the fact and have it right, they will have to leave. They will have to leave because it is all a situation that is going to be brought that they must go. Nobody's going to fight them with guns and stuff like that because they're by far more sophisticated means to drive these fucking ass white people out. The National Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger.
Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking covers about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. Nobody listens to this. Nobody tried to find out anything because their brain is all taken up with all kind of different things that they don't find this to mean anything to them. This means everything to me. And for people who have something in them that connects with greater knowledge that is what is in our blood, then you can find reason to get to know more and more about these things. All right? So it goes on that. His continued effort and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origin and rewrite our history books. And that's about what I have for you, and hope that you gather something from it. Unless we pay attention to things, we will not get to learn certain things that is needful for us to know. And then we will just live and die and never become a part of civilization like we're supposed to. So you take good care, and let's see here. Gravity, John Mayer sings.
like one half cooked. It's one and more. It's gonna send me to my knees. Oh, oh. Gravity, stay the hell away from me.
Love and hate can never be friends. Oh no, oh no. Here I come with love and not hatred. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Envy no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For there comes a day when you'll be free by the Father's hand. Leave a good children. Oh yeah. Leave a pastor children. My head is anointed and my cup runneth over. Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life.
Thank you. for justice. Everyone is crying out for peace, yeah. None is crying out for justice. I don't want no peace and equal rights and justice.
Down in Angola.